And now for some letters. We heard earlier about the sudden closure of St Giles House Hotel. Here are some readers' reaction. This place has always seemed style over substance. Friends recently stayed at the Assembly House, B&B, and were amazed at how good it was, expensive, but well worth it. The Marlowe was angry. It's bankruptcy and directorship law which stinks. Those of us who lost money in the 80s domino rally of bankrupt companies in the offshore industry know how it works. And unsecured creditors, small suppliers and contractors come last after secured creditors like HMRC, the banks, etc., and a percentage of the wage bill. Meanwhile, the directors will have put personal assets at arm's length and business assets into their other companies. The liability is all wrong. Biker 50 sympathised with the staff. Fair play to the staff. Apparently they haven't been paid for some time. If I didn't get paid on Friday, no way would I be at work on Monday. I hope their loyalty is rewarded and they don't get dumped on.
Stoneman wondered about the guests. If they're having trouble paying suppliers, how can guests who have bookings with them feel confident their needs will be met? Gavin is one of those who's been made redundant. The staff are not being looked after. We're still waiting for even a titbit of information on when or if we will be paid. And finding out that some people are still being kept on just makes it even more insulting. I'm sure they will get paid, so where's my money? Roger McAlpine was sorry the hotel is in trouble. He said, "Lovely place, lousy location. Diminishing market for such places. Shame."